Yet even after their political power was broken, they left marks of Khazar Jewish influence in unexpected places and on a variety of people. Among them were the Seljuk, who may be regarded as the true founders of Muslim Turkey. Towards the end of the 10th century, this other offshoot of the Ghuz had moved southwards into the vicinity of Bukhara, from where they were later to erupt into Byzantine Asia Minor and colonize it. They do not enter directly into our story, but they do so through a back door, as it were, for the great Seljuk dynasty seems to have been intimately linked with the Khazars. This Khazar connection is reported by Bar Hebraeus, 1226-1286, one of the greatest among Syriac writers and scholars. As the name indicates, he was of Jewish origin, but converted to Christianity and ordained a bishop at the age of 20. Bar Hebraeus relates that Seljuk's father, Tukak, was a commander in the army of the Khazar Khan, and that after his death, Seljuk himself, founder of the dynasty, was brought up at the Khan's court. But he was an impetuous youth and took liberties with the Khan, to which the Khatun, the queen, objected. As a result, Seljuk had to leave, or was banned from the court. Another contemporary source, Ibn al-Adim's History of Aleppo, also speaks of Seljuk's father as one of the notables of the Khazar Turks, while a third, Ibn Hassel, reports that Seljuk struck the king of the Khazars with his sword and beat him with a mace which he had in his hand. We also remember the strong, ambivalent attitude of the Ghuz towards the Khazars in Ibn Fadlan's travelogue. Thus there seems to have been an intimate relationship between the Khazars and the founders of the Seljuk dynasty, followed by a break. This was probably due to the Seljuks' conversion to Islam, while the other Ghuz tribes, such as the Cumans, remained pagans. Nevertheless, the Khazar Judaic influence prevailed for some time even after the break. Among the four sons of Seljuk, one was given the exclusively Jewish name of Israel, and one grandson was called Daud, or David. Dunlop, usually a very cautious author, remarks, quote, "In view of what has already been said, the suggestion is that these names are due to the religious influence among the leading families of the Ghuz of the dominant Khazars. The house of worship among the Ghuz mentioned by Kazwini might well have been a synagogue." End quote. We may add here that, according to Artamonov, specifically Jewish names also occurred among that other Ghuz branch, the Cumans. The sons of the Cuman prince, Kobiak, were called Isaac and Daniel.